Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
When Democrat senators, Republican Congress members, liberal think tanks, and conservative think tanks alike recoil in horror from the FISA bill that the Republicans just passed, calling it out for giving the FBI, quote, KGB-style powers, or saying the bill takes yet another massive step toward bringing a Chinese-style panopticon system to the U.S., when the right and the left recoil in horror from what the House Republicans just did, you should pay attention, because this is unbelievable. That it came from the Republicans as battered and bruised as they've been by the FBI, by the FBI's criminality in lies, Russia collusion hoax, illegal spying, is incredible. I'd expect this from the Democrats, but not the Republicans. Yet the Republicans quietly made a change to the FISA reauthorization, then voted on it before anybody figured out what was in it. And what is in it is terrifying. Back when I was a crime reporter and I had a lot of police sources, everybody agreed on what the most dangerous kind of call for a police officer to go to was: a domestic. The problem often was the nature of the volatile relationship between the beater and the abused. You didn't know when a woman called 911 on a domestic call saying her boyfriend's beating her. You didn't know if by the time you got there, they might have made up, and when you try to arrest the guy and drag him out, she might come at you with a gun. In his defense, the Republicans in Congress are kind of that way. Especially the GOP leadership. Since 2015, the FBI has broken the law again and again and again and again to illegally spy upon and frame Republicans. People should be in prison for this. In 2015 and 2016, the Department of Justice admitted that somebody at the FBI or their contractors spied on using the NSA database, the FISA database, which is only ever supposed to be used to go after foreign terrorists, used the NSA spy database to surveil over 1,000 GOP primary candidates. In 2023, Brett Baer, Fox News, reported that over 19,000 GOP donors had been spied on using the NSA database. Again, it was only ever supposed to be used to spy on foreign terrorists located in foreign countries. It was used to stalk January Sixers. And as Wired broke and Representative Matt Gaetz confirmed in congressional testimony, used just by people inside the FBI who want to look up their love interests before they date them or keep tabs on what they're doing. The GOP leadership even watched their own president framed the Russia collusion hoax, proving you can't trust the FBI, but also that they'll break the law in order to spy. Remember, five separate warrants went before the FISA court, signed by the FBI and members of the Department of Justice, lying in order to get the ability to spy on Trump. That's felony level perjury. Yet, like a beaten housewife, last week when the GOP had a chance to finally limit this madness, this stub of a police state, they went in the opposite direction, incredibly voting it down an amendment that would require the FBI to get a warrant every time. Something that's not hard to do when you're going to the FISA court, not a regular court. It's built to spit out those warrants in secret, to go after terrorists. In the best year of the last five, the FBI admits it conducted over 200,000 illegal searches. Not of terrorists, but of regular Americans. One year, it was a million illegal searches. Requiring them to get a warrant would go a long way towards stopping that, because it'd make those searches even more obviously illegal. Instead, lawmakers and privacy experts on both sides of the political spectrum are freaking out this morning, Breitbart reports, sounding the alarm on a provision of the FISA bill that one senator described as the most terrifying expansion of government surveillance in history. And what's so shocking about that is he's not even a Republican. It was liberal Democrat Ron Wyden. It's too much even for him. Again, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is meant only to target foreign adversaries on foreign soil. But it lets the NSA and the FBI spy on cables, communications cables that happen to run through the U.S., but might be carrying a conversation safe from Pakistan. To do this, they pick up communications along a very small number of cables that are overseen by major companies. And it's only a handful of major companies. This bill changes, which is already passed in the House, this bill changed the definition of electronic service provider to being basically, well, anybody. As long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. Basically, that's pretty much any business. According to liberal Brennan Center for Justice's expert on this, Elizabeth Goyden, anything. Hardware stores, fitness centers, your doctor, your dentist, barber shops. The list goes on and on. They all have routers. They all work off servers. They'd all be forced to hand over your information. So would commercial property owners. So anybody who rents an apartment from them, or maybe it's Breitbart News, is located in a commercial building. Yep, they'd have to turn it all over to the FBI. Or worse yet, let the FBI and NSA splice into their wires and spy. On who? Anyone they feel like, because none of this is overseen by a court. And none of this requires a warrant. Even worse, they have automatic gag power. So when they go to the law firm, the nonprofit, the financial advisor, the healthcare provider, those were some of the ones she listed, when they go to them and say, hey, we're going to want to have all of your data, there's no court officiating over any of it. They're not required to get a warrant, and they have the power to automatically gag the business so that they can't warn anybody that their data is being vacuumed up. Again, this was not supposed to be used to spy on U.S. soil, but this is nothing but on U.S. soil. Republican House member Thomas Massie tweeted, this is how the Constitution dies. By a tie vote, the amendment to require a warrant to spy on Americans goes down in flames. This is a sad day for America.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The Speaker doesn't always vote in the House, but he was the tiebreaker today. He voted against warrants. So if there's no warrant needed and you vastly expand, who has to turn their data over to the FBI upon demand? Who has to allow the FBI and the NSA permanent ongoing access to their data, to their electronic communications? This is literally a police state. Liberal Democrat Senator Ron Wyden called this one of the most terrifying expansions of government surveillance in history. But Steve Bradbury, a conservative who is a fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, told Breitbart News that the expansion, it's called the Turner-Himes Amendment, is so vast in scope that experts may not truly understand how many companies, staffers, and other entities would be forced to surveil Americans. Demand Progress Policy Director Sean Vitka, that's a liberal group, agreed with the Heritage Foundation, which, I mean, nobody ever sees that, calling it the Everybody is a Spy Amendment. He said the amendment clearly allows the government to secretly conscript uninvolved Americans and American businesses to spy on each other. These KGB-style powers pose an existential threat to our civil liberties. The Senate must block this provision. By the way, Wyden is now vowing that he'll do anything he can to stop this bill. Because it means, quote, this is Breitbart, anybody with access to a server, a wire, a cable box, a Wi-Fi router, or a phone would be subject to having to turn over information to the FBI or allow the FBI and the NSA to scoop up whatever information went over those wires. And it would be secret. The Americans receiving the government directives, again, would be bound to silence and no court oversight. Folks, this is the death of the Fourth Amendment. It's just the end of it. Would I expect something like this from the Democrat leadership? Oh, heck yeah. But not from the Republican leadership. And that's the crazy thing. They almost all voted for it. Steve Scalise, Elise Stefanik, and most treacherously, Mike Johnson, the new Republican Speaker of the House, who, back when he was just a regular Congress member, told Fox News last week that he had seen the, quote, terrible ways, unquote, that the FBI used the FISA power. They have. He said he used to believe it should be stopped, but then he had a private briefing with them in a skiff and just changed his mind. Folks, again, and oh, he said we need to catch terrorists. Well, sure, we need to catch terrorists, but there's nothing about having to get a warrant that stops you from catching terrorists, especially if it's a FISA warrant. Pray this gets stopped by somebody who's got some sense in the Senate. Because, folks, this is an utter betrayal by the GOP leadership. It's almost jaw-dropping. I mean, they've got to be sitting over at the FBI building laughing their rear ends off at the Republicans. The problem with doing stuff like this is how it's perceived, too. After all of the partisan abuses by the FBI aimed at Donald Trump, I mean, the FBI's illegal censorship of the New York Post's article about Hunter Biden's laptop, and the Republicans want to reward years of criminality by the FBI, it sends a clear message. Frame us. Break the law to do it. Spy on us. Act as the political arm of the Democrat Party. We love it. We don't give a damn. And everything you do will reward you with more power. Seriously, I don't know what's to hold them back now after they've seen this from the Republican leadership. If I were them, I'd be reassessing just how far I can go to tilt the scales of this election, even if it means breaking the law. That's what I'd be doing if I was the head of the FBI, given the signal from the Republicans. I don't understand it. Meanwhile, Trump's absurd hush money trial has begun in New York, with both Fox News and CNN legal analysts actually agreeing that the way that Alvin Bragg has spun one expired misdemeanor charge because it's past the statutes of limitations into 34 felonies is absurd. Here's Fox News's Jonathan Turley, a liberal law professor who says he voted for Hillary.
Everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations. And Bragg was forced, after he declined for a long time to bring this charge, to do so. His predecessor rejected it. And so they took a dead misdemeanor and bootstrapped it into effectively trying a federal crime. But the federal crime here under election law was rejected by the Department of Justice. They didn't feel that this should be charged. So you have this crazy case that's going to go forward, and it's going to turn on the testimony of people like Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen just recently had a judge call him a serial perjurer. And he's going to appear as the center of this case.
But the part that the left and the left-wing media, the people who call themselves the mainstream media, are the most excited about is being able to take Trump off the campaign trail for 6 to 8 weeks. That's an eternity in campaign trail time. Corrupt liberal judge and Biden donor Juan Merchan warned Trump that if he fails to show up in court without an explanation, a warrant would be issued for his arrest. He won't even let Trump skip jury selection. The idea is clearly to get him off the campaign trail. And look, Merchan would do that. His family has made millions of dollars from the Democrat Party. In fact, remember, he's the one whose daughter is the president of a company that fundraises for Adam Schiff and the Democrat senators. In other words, the Democrat senatorial committee. She has raised over $93 million as president of that company, and the company was paid $15 million of that for its services. We don't know how much she pocketed, but incredibly, this judge is totally in violation of a New York state law that says your family cannot have a stake in an outcome of a trial. And yet, incredibly, those fundraising letters, a lot of them have received scrutiny because they were fundraising off Trump's trials, especially the one her dad is overseeing. It is insane that this man is allowed to proceed as the judge in this case. It is even more insane that he gagged Trump specifically from talking about his daughter. Because if Trump can't talk about his daughter, and thus Trump can't talk about this judge's potential crimes the judge is committing under New York state law, which is unbelievable. Yeah, but him and Alvin Bragg are at it again. Alvin Bragg is now asking for fines because Trump went on Truth Social and posted again about it after he was gagged. Alvin Bragg also warning if Trump continues, he'll put him in jail. So this can't, if you know the details, get any more nakedly partisan. The judge's job here is to waste time, drag out as much time with Trump in court as possible to assist Joe Biden and then get as many felony convictions as he can. Anyway, here's the mainstream media just gloating about how this trial will take Trump off the campaign trail, giving Biden the advantage.
If you do not show up, there will be an arrest, Mershon says. Donald Trump doesn't have a choice here.
It's more diminishing for the president to be seen in a courtroom than to be rallying outside one.
The candidate for president could be doing something else today besides dozing off in a courtroom.
The split screen will be Donald Trump in a courtroom, Joe Biden on a campaign trail. So I think that's a very important juxtaposition.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.